It's Thursday, November 21st, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: marketplace data and what we learn about customer needs, going neutral in the voice assistant wars, and technology really is cool. This is the Business of Tech. Kicking off the day with some marketplace data. The Business Performance Innovation Network is reporting that improved security is the number one challenge facing companies, particularly those that have adopted a multi-cloud strategy. Most have, but just 11% believe they've realized the benefits. 87% expect to increase their reliance on public or private clouds in the next 24 months. Thycotic is reporting in their CISO Global Security Metrics report that 50% of respondents struggle to align security initiatives to business goals, and 44% aren't even clear on what the business goals are. And Kaspersky says over 50% of managed solution providers in Europe have problems persuading customers to adopt the best fit solutions they recommend. 31% of businesses surveyed already outsource cybersecurity, while 21% are planning to follow suit over the coming year. So why do we care? Well, linking this data together, we see customers see a security problem, but they're struggling to align security initiatives to business goals, but they're also outsourcing more. Thus, by focusing more on the business goals, an outsourced provider can solve this problem. This matches with data previously reported showing customers are already demanding that solutions be aligned with business goals. This seems rather obvious, but sometimes the basics need to be reinforced. If you're having trouble convincing customers, the data says you aren't speaking the language of business in a way that resonates. Back to basics works for a reason. Smart speaker maker Sonos purchased French company Snips on Wednesday. The $37.5 million deal is Sonos's first since going public last year. Sonos's shares rose 3% after hours. Snips makes a private-by-design voice platform. So why do we care? From a disclosure perspective, I'm a huge Sonos fanboy and a customer since the very first product launch. I'm not invested in the company, nor are they a sponsor, but I do love their stuff, so this got my attention. Sonos has made neutrality in the voice assistant war part of their strategy, and this investment shows their strategy around smart speakers. The company looks to be making a move to provide an alternative voice platform from Amazon and Google, but also potentially offering a voice assistant focused just on their sound use case. On Monday, we talked about Microsoft's similar shift with Cortana in voice. Voice assistants dedicated to being great at one particular task could differentiate from companies with privacy concerns and still allow offerings in a larger ecosystem. More voice to watch here. Now, a technology is still cool segment. Doctors at the University of Maryland Medical Center have successfully placed humans in suspended animation for the first time. The technique is focused on patients with an acute trauma, such as a gunshot or stab wound, and have had cardiac arrest. The researchers hope to announce full test results of the trial by the end of 2020. Fishermen have started using drones. The drones fly a baited fishing line out to sea, releasing clusters of fish and reels in the catch, all while using the camera to both spot and manage the catching. Using video, fishermen can drop the bait right into the fish's mouth. Researchers at Caltech University and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory have solved the problem of difficult launches of drones in crowded, windy, or emergency scenarios with an elegant and very cool solution: firing it out of a cannon. Squid, or Streamlined Quick Unfolding Investigation Drone, starts like a small projectile and is fired from a modified pneumatic baseball pitching machine like a t-shirt cannon and has its rotor arm snap into place in less than a tenth of a second after the drone is launched. Links for all this coolness in the show notes. Why do we care? Well, sometimes we do need to be reminded that technology can be very cool. The drone use cases show some of the different applications the technology can be used for and the innovation going on here. 21st century fishing means going where the fish are rather than waiting for the fish to come to you. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 34 is out with a dive into the 4-day workweek study from Microsoft, thinking about work experience before becoming an entrepreneur, and should small IT providers be paying attention to smart cities? Three hosts, three topics, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher with links at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. No one can resist firing things out of cannons, and neither can I. Lots of new listeners this week, and thank you for that. If you like the show, please share it with a colleague, and I'd love to hear from you in a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. Now, maybe some automated phishing. See you tomorrow.